Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, welcome to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, the author of Outsmarting Autism. I'm thrilled today to have as my guest my friend and colleague, Janine Burnham-Ruth. Hi, Janine.
Hi, Patty. I'm totally thrilled to be here with you.
So Janine and I met not sure how long ago, but she was a board member of Developmental Delay Resources. Janine, do you remember when you joined our board? About what year was that?
I met you back when we were doing Clean Hearts. It was somewhere between 2010 and 2013, so it's been a good
about 10 years.
Yeah. A
little more.
One of the last two meetings that DDR had that I was on the board.
Okay. So you remembered that we met when I was, quote, doing Klinghart. So
yes.
That may be where we should start. But Janine she's a multi-talented, multi-certified health coach, and to call you a health coach is, it's underestimating everything that you can do, because you have such deep and wide understanding and background, Janine, that you've developed a little niche for yourself that I want you to tell people about how.
Sure.
You can do stuff that other people can't do. Talk to us.
Becoming a certified health coach through IFM really gave me the opportunity to have an umbrella over all the other offerings that I have, right? So, you know, the fact that I can do clearing with emotions and beliefs, you know, the fact that I work in retained reflexes, that I work in family constellations, that I'm a homeopath, actually, I'm a certified homeopath. There's all these different trainings that I have, but how do you get them out there to people? And so the health coaching, and I'll get to this in a second, but the health coaching really gave me the umbrella to kind of sneak everything else into. The other thing that I found was that with most people that I worked with, whether I was working, finding the best indicated remedy for them as a homeopath, or I was working with them, you know, with clearing emotions and clearing beliefs, or I was doing Jinsen Jitsu, which is hands-on moving of energy, what I really found was that I was mostly doing coaching with people, because I can do all the work in the world, but if you're still eating McDonald's every day,
right,
you know, it doesn't matter, right? So I really spent so much more time looking at lifestyle and looking at lifestyle medicine. And you and I both have the same beliefs in this, that you really want to hit the low-hanging fruit first. And we say easy. It's not always easy, right? It's a challenge not to eat all the same foods that everyone else is eating and run through the fast food, you know, the drive-through and everything. But when you can deal with the basics first, you know, and this really comes with the kids, too, the kids that are on the spectrum, the kids that are having developmental challenges and health challenges, you know, looking at everything that they're consuming, whether it's what they're looking at on TV, because you're consuming that, or now, I guess, computer, or what you're eating, you know, whether you're sleeping soundly, you know, and getting good deep sleep and REM sleep, whether you've got some kind of stress reduction, you know, that you're moving your body, like the basics, you know,
right,
to really look at. Yeah, and so I found that that was mostly what I was doing with people to start with. So that's where the health coaching comes in, you know, because that's really where that training and that certification is. And then beyond that, I can get into the nitty-gritty and the specialties, you know, of looking at a family system that has something stuck. You know, I can look at the energetic system in some place, again, where something is stuck. Because really when you look at health and you look at somebody that's healthy, it's somebody that has coherent energy that's flowing. And so we want to get people to a place that that's the reality. And so we have to look at, and a lot of what I base my work on is removing obstacles to healing. You know, what are those obstacles?
And those obstacles, as you just pointed out, may be unseen. They may be something that trauma that happened early in life. They may be even go back generations, like we talk about with family constellations. And so the way I see you is somebody who is a real detective. This show is the Autism Detective. You are the detective in the family of who has changed the diet, who has done a lot of the work, and the kids are still not responding optimally. So in order to restore optimal functioning, you're looking at some things that may not be so obvious, like reflex integration, and some things that other people might have missed. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the part that I adore, you know, is that detective work, is really looking beyond the physical. Because so much of the health style medicine is really on the physical level. You know, and our training, you know, you and I, when we met at Klinghart, you know, he talks about the five levels of healing. He talks about that, yes, we have a physical body, but we also have, just as important, an energy body. And a mental and emotional body, as well as the intuitive body, which in our culture we don't talk a whole lot about, which is those systems, those big systems that we're
right.
involved in, whether that's our family system or our country system or the system that is involved in the workplace. And then, of course, the fifth level, the spiritual, right? And so all of that impacts somebody. And, yes, you know, my goal became learning at least one type of diagnostic and some kind of treatment. I can't say treatment. Some kind of modality.
Intervention.
Intervention, thank you. Much better word. That can help people at each of those levels. And so I, you know, went about getting myself trained so that I can really see and assist people on all of those levels.
Right. Now, you are based in Pennsylvania, right? Or New Jersey?
Yes.
And
yeah,
but most of the people you see are on Zoom or virtual, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and what's really great, you know, a lot of woo-woo stuff, right? But when you look at it, and there's a lot more evidence of this, you know, in quantum physics and everything else, quark, something I just saw the other day, I think it was quark molecules or something, but and they're paired. And when you do something to one, the other member of that pair, no matter where it is in the
right.
whole world, will respond. So
right.
when I'm working with somebody online, you know, and I'm muscle testing, but I'm not in the same room and I'm not touching them, it's because I can connect in with their energy and still test them from afar, which sounds really funky, but there's all kinds of scientific evidence that this actually is a scientific kind of a thing that happens, which is really cool.
Right. I want our listeners to understand that even though you and I met about 10 years ago, you had been in this field deep. You were one of the founders, were you, of Holistic Moms Network?
I didn't find it, but I did bring it to Bucks County. So that was back from thousands.
In the 90s.
Well, in the 90s, I was actually working at NYU, and I was bringing, you know, where this started for me was in education. My background, you know, my degrees are in psychology and theater. Love theater, love performance, you know, and love people. And so I combined them and ended up at NYU in psychodrama. But I kept asking Professor Robert Landy, how does this work with kids? How does this work with kids? And he said, you really should go into educational drama. And so I got involved initially back in the, I guess, late 80s, early 90s. I got involved with going out into the school systems with the creative arts team from NYU. And what would happen was we'd go, we'd meet with the teachers in advance, and they'd say, oh, little Sally has SI, and this one has this, you know, all these. And I always called it alphabet soup. I didn't really understand what they all meant, right? So, seriously, it was like, okay, all these kids have alphabet soup. I don't care. Leave them in the classroom anyway. Like, I don't, because they'd be like, oh, do you really want them in your room when you come in and you do these classes? Yeah. And what I found was that the kids with alphabet soup were the most engaged, learned the most, were so fabulous because we were learning in an active, you know, creative arts team or educational drama. You're learning through doing. You're becoming the rainforest general, you know, who's, we did this whole thing about the rainforest and deforestation and stuff like that. And so they're becoming these parts, and they own it. And I ended up at dinner with these two educational, they were very high up in the educational field. And they said to me, you know, we were talking about learning disabilities. And I said, this might be really disrespectful. I don't think that kids have learning disabilities. I think teachers have teaching disabilities. Because these, and the woman about fell on the floor laughing. It was my boyfriend's mother.
Right.
So, I said, because when we go in and we teach these kids with alphabet soup, they learn. They just learn differently. Their brains work different. And I realized that and saw that when I was going into these school systems in New York. She invited me to, like, literally got me in the back door of Cabrini College for this woman who was speaking about different kinds of brain functioning and how people learn differently and how you have to teach them differently. At the same time, I used to own an arts and crafts store, and I had people come in who were homeschooling their kids, and part of their curriculum was to do arts and crafts. They come in my store, and this woman comes in, and she starts telling me about the National Association for Child Development, and that's what her son is doing, and that's why she pulled him out of school, and she's homeschooling him. Lo and behold, what they were all about was teaching to how the brain works. And so I get involved and I get certified in NACD. This is back in the 90s. You know, I get involved with NACD, and they're the ones that introduced me to retained reflexes.
Oh.
You know, I start looking in that direction with retained reflexes, Doman Delicato profile of development, how learning actually happens, how development happens. Where's the missing step? So the investigation and being a detective started way back then when I had clients that would come to me and, you know, their child had whatever diagnosis or whatever alphabet soup or whatever, you know, thing going on. And I was able to start then looking at the Doman Delicato profile of development and things like reflexes to literally look at what was missing in their development and then give them specific stimulation to then have their brain grow where it was missing and then overcome those things. So that's, I go way back then.
Way, way, way back. Now, you have two sons. Were you using them as guinea pigs?
Absolutely.
Of course.
What was so cool, and actually it's because of them I got into Kling Art and the energy and everything else that I do, was, you know, so I had this background in child development, and yes, I absolutely used it with them. All the things that I would give to my clients to do, making sure that their kids were on their belly crawling, right? Like, so important for developing your eyes and convergence and, you know, the neck strength and all those kinds of things. So my kids were always on their bellies when, you know, back then, I guess now it's changed a little bit, but when my kids were born, you know, people weren't really having belly time. But I did, you know. So yes, I put all those things into place. But
and your sons now are in their 20s.
Well, 19 and 23, yes.
Yeah, almost.
So my oldest ended up with all kinds of dental issues. And
interesting. Wow.
Yeah, well.
And I added a dental chapter to the newest Outsmarting Autism because we recognize that how important the dental issues are.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, 100%. And so that took me down this rabbit hole where I started to learn about how each tooth is connected to a meridian. And then I, of course, had to, you know, get all involved with meridians and with Chinese medicine, and I became certified in Jinshin Jitsu. You know, that was the avenue that I took learning about that whole system. But in looking for tooth charts, I came across Dietrich Klinghardt's, Dr. Klinghardt's tooth chart. And then I came across his five levels of healing. I was like, oh, this is so cool. What else does this guy do? And lo and like, that was it. You know,
right.
That was like, this is the direction, because this, for the first, well, other things made sense to me, but for the first time, there was a whole system
right.
to put everything in with all these different levels. Yeah.
And that's what we all love about the Klinghardt five levels of healing. And when I met you, I think that's when you were becoming certified in homeopathy.
Yep. Yeah. And the reason I became certified in homeopathy is when I was going through the Klinghardt trainings, you know, there was a lot that was being done with herbs and with vitamins and supplements, and I just didn't feel, I felt like if I was going to be recommending those to people, I needed more education because I wasn't comfortable. I didn't feel like I knew enough, but I felt more comfortable with homeopathy. And so I thought, well, rather than all the supplements and the vitamins and this and that, and, you know, some of them are pretty benign, but some, you can really mess yourself up if you get too much of one and it messes something
right.
else up. So I went down the avenue of homeopathy instead. And then, oh, my goodness, you know, what you don't know, you don't know.
Right.
To homeopathy. But the most important things that I brought out of homeopathy were the philosophy. You know, where allopathic medicine, basically, it's like, oh, you have a symptom, let's get rid of it. And we're just going to try all these different things until we get rid of it. Whereas in homeopathy, there's an actual philosophy. There's an actual direction of cure. There's a whole system that you work inside of that gives you direction in what you're doing and why you're doing it. And the
mm-hmm.
last thing in the world you ever want to do is suppress a symptom. Because bottom line, what homeopathy believes is that, again, as energy beings, when there's something, they call it a mistumen, but when there's something energetically off in the body, it's going to throw out a symptom. That's how you know there's something off in the body.
Like a fever. A fever is a perfect example. You don't want to suppress a fever. A fever is a message.
Exactly. So, you know, the first place that the body is going to send a symptom is to the skin, because the skin is the least harmful place to send out a symptom, right? So you've
right.
got these three-month-old babies, and you're ready to take them out into the world, and all of a sudden they're breaking out with all of these, like, little pimply things and stuff is coming out on their skin. And what the doctor says oftentimes is, put cortisol on it. Oh,
no, no, don't do that.
Oh,
here's a cream. That'll make it go away.
Exactly. But what you're doing is you're pushing it deeper. So now what happens is the body was trying to express this mistumen, this out-of-place energy, out through the skin. You've prevented it from doing that. So what it'll do then is go, okay, what's the next place? Well, the ear. So now this kid that had these skin issues that you got rid of by suppressing them, now all of a sudden they're getting ear infections all the time.
Surprise!
Right. Now, as a homeopath, that's not different. It's the same energetic mistunement. It's just expressing itself differently because you never got to the root by putting the cream on, right? So now you've got ear infections. What do? You put antibiotics in there.
Don't do that.
So now it's got to go deeper. Now you've got a kid that starts having gut issues. Then you suppress all the gut issues with all these protein pump inhibitors and all that kind of stuff. Now all of a sudden they're anxious all the time. So it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And so the direction of cure is the opposite. You're going to come out and oftentimes see the symptoms again, which freaks people out because all of a sudden, you know, the kid will like be pulling on their ear and stuff and acting like they have an ear infection. Because you're going to go backwards out. But that's the beauty of homeopathy is you know what's happening and you know why, because there's an actual system. which allopathic doesn't have.
Right.
So that you can bring anywhere to anything that you're doing when you're working with people.
So you developed this program that we're going to talk about in depth to, quote, restore optimal health by removing obstacles to cure. And these obstacles, you developed an acronym for this, DURESS, D-U-R-E-S-S, which I love. And I think we can go through this acronym and talk about what each letter represents, obviously more than one thing. And with two S's, we know there's a ton of S problems that are symptoms and suppression, and that this will open up an opportunity for us to talk about some of these areas other than homeopathy and some reflexes and trauma, some of these other things that you are so well trained in. So, Janine, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, be prepared. We're going to go through DURESS and talk about how you restore optimal health, not only for the kids, but for their moms, because we know moms are sick, too.
Yes.
So stay tuned. I'm speaking with Janine Burnham-Ruth, and we will be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. My guest today, Janine Burnham-Ruth, is a health coach, but of course much more than that, as we were talking about. And Janine, tell people how to find this chart that we're going to go through that spells DURESS, D-U-R-E-S-S, and if they want to work with you, how they will find you.
Absolutely. So it's my name. JanineBurnhamRuth.com. So that's
Can you spell it, please?
Yeah, I was just going to do that. J-A-N-I-N-E. Burnham looks more like Burnham. B-U-R-N-H-A-M. Ruth, R-U-T-H, like the babe, .com. And on the home page, if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see this chart. Remove obstacles that keep you in duress. And then all the different areas under each of these letters. To really look and, like Patty said, to be a detective and to really look to see where things can get cleared so that you can have optimal health.
terrific. So, Janine, is there an email address on that website contact?
There is, but it's also just Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, at JanineBurnhamer.com, and you can get me.
Okay. So let's start with D. What are some of the D things beyond diet? And everybody, I think, knows about diet. We've talked about it ad nauseum. And even detox we've talked about a little bit. But if you'd go into some of those pieces of the Ds, we can help people maybe identify some of, and we talked about dental, some of the dis things, the dysregulation, dysautonomia, dis, which means not functional, that
exactly.
they might have missed.
Yeah, the one that I have listed here is dysautonomia, your autonomic nervous system being in dysregulation. And I am actually in the process of learning even more. Like right now I'm working with two doctors that are looking at dysautonomia. You know, what we think about is that if you're parasympathetic, you really want to be in parasympathetic and not in sympathetic, right? So sympathetic is your fight and flight. Parasympathetic is your rest and digest. And the way that we've always thought to look at that is like a seesaw. If your sympathetic is up, your parasympathetic is down. And if your parasympathetic is up, your sympathetic is down. And what I've been learning from them is that's not actually true, that you can get stuck in parasympathetic overdrive, which has its own list of symptoms, which are really fascinating, and be in sympathetic, both excess and, the sympathetic excess and sympathetic withdrawal. And the sympathetic withdrawal is where we find a lot of people that have, like, POTS and those kinds of things. Chronic fatigue can be found there. So dysautonomia is a huge area of looking at the autonomic nervous system, and another really big part of that, you know, is co-regulation. You know, for people with children, you know, like oftentimes their children are looking to them to regulate. You know, when you look at Stephen Porges's work and you look at that whole development of the nervous system, you yourself want to be as regulated as possible when working with someone else to help them to regulate themselves. So it's a really big part of understanding and getting yourself cleared, you know, and getting that obstacle out of the way.
So, Janine, one of the big deals of dysautonomia is the vagus nerve. And my previous guest, one of my previous guests is Deborah M. Wilson, has some really wonderful new books on how to teachers can help their students calm down their nervous system and balance out their fight and flight with their rest and relax, and how parents can do it at home. So listeners who might have missed Deborah M. Wilson's interview, I highly suggest that they go back and listen to her.
Yeah,
so the U is something. Lots of
unresolved and unconscious emotions, beliefs, and trauma, both yours and past generations, physical and psychological. So that's one of the U's, and the other one is underlying untreated infection. So we can talk about all of that. Where do you want to go with all that?
I'd like to talk about how our beliefs, the biology of belief, this is Bruce Lipton that everybody may have heard of, or how your beliefs affect your health, how they affect your emotions, how they affect everything about you, that when you say, oh, I'm so stupid, why did I do that? Every cell in your body hears that and acts stupid. So we don't want to talk to ourselves meanly, and our belief that we will get well or not get well is really, really important in healing.
Yes, absolutely. And so often those beliefs are unconscious, because what happens, you know, when you look at the brain state, right, you've got your alpha, your theta, your beta, you know, like all the different brain states. When children are little, they're in a brain state where everything that comes in is undiscerned. It's just the truth. So if you're always talking about how poor you are, if you're always talking about them being sick, if you're always, like, if whatever they hear becomes the truth. But then you don't remember that when you're in your 40s, right? Like, you don't remember what your parents said when you were two. But it became part of your belief system. And so if they, you know, and this doesn't have to do with health, but it's a really good example. If they always said that money was the root of all evil, and you're out in the world, you know, and you constantly are failing at all these different things you're trying to do to make money, well, if you really believe that money is the root of all evil, and this is an unconscious belief, you're not going to go out and make a whole lot of money.
Oh, that's such a good example.
Right?
You know, my friends Cass and Len Arcuri, they're parenting, autism parenting secrets. They work with families a lot on these belief systems. And again, that's an old interview that I did that if you haven't listened to it, would be really helpful.
Yeah, and that's, I have to say, you know, with the program that I do with Coaching Moms Healing Kids, a lot of this is working with moms, you know, and a lot of it is doing this belief work, uncovering these beliefs, uncovering these suppressed emotions, you know, because the emotions tie in with your organs, right? So, you know, you've got your anger tied in with your liver and your gallbladder, and your sadness and grief tied in with your lungs and your large intestines. And so when you've suppressed these feelings, and they're impacting your organs, you know, like, we can uncover that. We can bring that to consciousness and clear it so that that energy, again, like going back to what I said in the beginning, you know, health is really free-flowing, coherent energy. And so how do we get there if you've got these stuck beliefs, these stuck traumas, and these stuck energies in your system? Really moving those, you know, getting that emotion is, you know, energy in motion, right? That's what emotion is supposed to be. It's supposed to move through you.
Go on.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's a big part of that unresolved unconscious, bringing that into consciousness.
Right. So we covered the DU. It's time to take another break. And when we come back, let's do the R and the E, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to The Autism Detective with my guest, Janine Burnham-Ruth. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Patricia Limmer. I'm speaking with Janine Burnham-Ruth, a health coach who's working with families to restore optimal health by removing obstacles to cure. Janine, this is so interesting. We're going through the acronym DURESS, D-U-R-E-S-S, and we've made it through the D and the U. Let's focus on R. What are some of the R things that you work with parents and kids on?
I've got one great big R, which is retained reflexes. That's the big R. And you and I both know, like, retained reflexes can impact everything from pain to IBS to fatigue to hormonal issues, memory issues, anxiety, ADHD, OCD, all of these things can be found if you really do the detective work. You can go all the way back to these reflexes that never got integrated.
So I have a whole chapter on this in my book, and it may be an area unfamiliar to a lot of people on what is a reflex. We need our reflexes, right? But some of them either are stuck, they don't come in at the right time, or they get stuck because of trauma, and they're not useful. And we know that reflexes have two purposes, both for development and for protection. And it's really important that they be there if we need them, like if we fall while we're skiing, we want to catch ourselves, but not be there if we don't need them, when they get in the way that prevent us from having voluntary control over our movements. Why don't you elaborate on that a little, please?
You know, one of my favorite examples is one of the reflexes to help us navigate through the birth canal has us turn our head and move our arm, right, in the opposite direction. And so one of the things, you know, that makes sense to people to understand about this is the kind of person that when they're driving the car and they look over to the left, all of a sudden the car is veering off to the right. That in it, because the reflex that should have been, you know, it's in the base of the brain. And so further brain development really should take the place of that reflex, right?
And what's that called, that reflex?
You know what? Is it STMP? Is that the right one? I don't remember.
Okay, it's all right.
I think it's STMP. I could be wrong.
I think it's the STNR.
It could be. It's one of those two. Yeah. I apologize. I haven't.
That's all right. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I haven't done reflexes like the past couple of weeks. So it's really interesting to find that there's things that we do. Or like when my one son was little, when he would cut with scissors, his mouth would go the whole time, like chewing up and down and up and down and up and down, right? Because that reflex, that connection between what he was doing with his hands and with his mouth, which has to do with feeding and rooting and all of that.
Right. That's the palmental reflex. If you've watched a baby who's suckling, the hand goes. The hand and the mouth are connected.
Yeah. It's kind of like a kitten. You know, when a kitten is suckling and their little paws are going? Yeah.
Right. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So I had a course. I've had several guests talk about reflexes. But Janet Oliver is the one to listen to. She does an hour interview about retained reflexes and how they interfere in autism specifically. So that's one you could listen to. Janine, the next one is the E. There's a lot of E's.
Well, I've got epigenetic and environmental. And I'm sure that you've talked a lot about environmental, you know, getting down to EMF exposure and mold and lighting. Chemicals, noise, heavy metals, any kind of toxic waste and radiation, pesticides, all of those things in our environment have an impact on us, as well as what's the stress state in the environment? You know, the people in the household that aren't at peace and calm, you know, what's on playing in the background? You know, is it all this stuff? I mean, like right now with the whole
political nonsense.
You know, oh, my gosh, right? So that kind of angst.
Noise. Noise and more noise.
Yes, but if that's in the environment, it can be detrimental, you know? It can cause that anxiety. It can, you know, so looking at that whole piece. The epigenetics is another E. And so we talk a lot about the genes in particular. But, you know, genes, even when you have a genetic SNP, right? So something like MTHFR, something that isn't the way it technically is supposed to be. Whether or not that's turned on or turned off, you know, you can have an issue with your genes, but whether or not it's actually activated and expressed has to do with what's called epigenetics. And so that's above the genes. That's what's impacting you. And this is all of everything in duress. What's impacting you that would have that gene be turned on or not? And so it doesn't just boil down to the genes themselves. It really boils down to, and I've heard you say it, you know, the gun, right? Like, how do you say it? That the genes are the...
They load the gun, and the environment pulls the trigger.
The trigger, exactly. Yeah,
and so it's the environment that causes epigenetics by tweaking the gene that might have been okay, but by making a mutation in the gene through this epigenetic process. And I just came back from a conference where there's a whole new field called genomics, where we can repair these mutations with diet and with supplements and sometimes pharmaceuticals so that they work, even if they're broken.
Isn't that amazing? I mean,
it's amazing. This is the future of personalized medicine, where you can identify your own epigenetic SNPs, the single nucleotide proteins that are screwed up, and fix them.
Absolutely.
This is a lot of autism families are doing this, of course, under the direction of doctors and health coaches and other people who are trained in this field.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and it's important in shows like this and when we're talking that parents know this stuff is out there and is available. Again, I think it's after, you know, you've done the basics, right? Like, you get into those specifics kind of a little bit down the road, and you really want to look at the basics first. And then you can start looking at the genetics, you know, and what things are left over, you know, what's resistant, what's not. So we've got two S's to go.
We need to take another break. And when we come back, we got a lot of S's. So it's good we have another piece of time to go through those. You're listening to the Autism Detectives. We're learning about DURESS, which is an acronym that Janine made up for all the different things that affect our functioning. And her job is to restore optimal health. Janine, this is so fascinating. We need to take this break, and when we come back, we'll talk about these S's. Stay tuned.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. Patricia Lemmer here, talking to Janine Burnham-Ruth. Janine, we're going through your acronym DURESS, D for detox, diet, dysautonomia, U for untreated, unresolved beliefs and emotions, R for retained reflexes, E for epigenetics and environmental stressors, electromagnetic fields, mold, noise, everything. We're down to S's, and your word has two S's because there's a lot. Talk to us about some S stressors.
Yeah, well, stress in and of itself is one of the big, that's a big S. And so, you know, really looking at where the stress is coming from, whether it's your work-life imbalance, whether you've got toxic people around you, whether you're isolated. You know, a lot of the stress that came up in the past couple of years going through the pandemic had to do with being in isolation. For a lot of people, that in itself was such a stress, and especially, you know, I see with my two kids that are in their late 20s, in that time period, you know, they were 16 and 18 when, or 15, 18, when the pandemic hit. And so that time period for them of really going out into the world and interacting with other people was taken away. They were stuck at home.
Yeah.
And there's, and the kids are still reeling from that. There's so many people that really need assistance after that isolation. So isolation, as much as being around too many people and all the stress of people, isolation. Another thing with stress is perfectionism. You know, we can so stress ourselves out trying to be perfect. And not, I can't tell you how many people, you know, I'm like, you're a human being. Humans make mistakes.
Right.
You know?
Somebody once told me I was a good enough mother. I didn't think that I was such a good mother, but good enough, I guess.
We're not perfect, you know? And so we can cause ourselves so much stress with perfectionism. Another S that we talked about earlier was depression. It's so much of our allopathic
approaches are to suppress the symptoms.
Exactly. It's what do you have? Oh, let's get rid of it. And, you know, what's really interesting, I've watched people. Like, I watched someone in particular who, you know, had gone in and had high blood pressure. Now, if you talk to these dudes that I'm working with dysautonomia about, they're like, no, you don't suppress high blood pressure. You have to understand why you have it, and it has to do with the dysautonomia. Like, this is a whole, like, of course, if it's dangerous, it's one thing. But I remember watching this person, medicine after medicine after medicine, and all I kept thinking was, wow, what a strong constitution they have, that they're fighting this depression. And it ended up, I think it took like a year and two different medications at once to bring down their blood pressure. But of course, lo and behold, years later, they ended up with leukemia.
Wow.
You know, in my world, that was because of the depression, right? So really,
what about sleep, Janine? Just so many of our kids aren't getting enough sleep, or they've got sleep apnea that isn't identified.
Yeah. And even just the sleep routine, you know, like having a routine, knowing at a certain time.
A sleep routine. Yeah.
The lights get dim at a certain time. We get off of electronics at a certain time. You know, we stop the blue light. You know, there's a reason why we read stories to kids or do things that relax them and get them into a state where their body actually can go into parasympathetic. Because that's the other thing. Really, we're supposed to heal. Like, when we are sleeping is when we're supposed to be in parasympathetic. That's when healing happens.
And Klinghardt says that's when the body takes out the garbage.
Yes, especially the brain. That's when the lymphatics in the brain, like, clean out the brain. You've got to be sleeping.
So
really looking at sleep hygiene is so incredibly important.
And I have a whole section on sleep hygiene in my book. It's just an important part. We could spend an hour on sleep hygiene, what you need to do to make your room dark and quiet and non-electric.
Yep, EMF. Yeah. I mean, at the very least, you know, getting some of the material that is like a Faraday cage and keeps those EMFs out, you know, or that you're not sleeping over, like, the refrigerator or next to the the circuit box. I mean, there's so many things, you know, getting the electronics out of your bedroom.
So the last S that I have on my list is this sedentary lifestyle. Our kids don't need to sit still to pay attention. They need to move, and wake up their brains.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, sitting for 4 to 8 hours a day is considered a medium health risk to people.
Four to eight hours a day.
Yeah, that's a health risk. And we've got these kids sitting at desks, you know, in a classroom for how many hours a day? It's not healthy for them, and it's not healthy for adults.
So we need recess, and we need PE, and we need to go outside and breathe air that's not fake, that's real air. Even if it's polluted, it's less polluted than the air inside.
Yes, and one of the things, you know, just an easy thing is once an hour to get up and move. Once an hour, even just to, like, make a fist and open your hand, you know, to, like, stretch your legs. But at least once an hour, you want to be doing something that you're moving. Yeah.
Janine, this is amazing. Give people your, spell your website again so they can find you.
Absolutely. So it's my name, JanineBurnhamRuth.com. So that's JanineBurnhamRuth.com. And then you can get me at Janine@JanineBurnhamRuth.com.
And so, Janine, you are taking on clients virtually, and people can meet with you and on, what, do you do it on Zoom or one of those platforms?
Yep. I use Zoom. I didn't for a while, but now I do. So I use Zoom. And, you know, the message really to get across is that you don't have to do this alone. That as a parent, you know, you can get support. It can be as much or as little as you want. That, you know, when I do Coaching Moms Healing Kids, you know, a lot of that is coaching moms and really taking care of moms, because we need to take care of you and you need to take care of yourself for you to take care of your kids. And so, you know, that's a program that's specific for moms with kids that have children that have developmental delays and health issues, so that we can make sure that the caretaker is taken care of.
Absolutely. And Janine has so many tools in her tool chest that she can prioritize after she figures out what's missing that is an obstacle to your health, to your children's health, to your family's health, and help you, empower you so that you can make some changes in your environment and your lifestyle that will benefit everybody. So,
absolutely.
Janine, thank you for coming on. I'm looking forward to working with you. Janine is also my web designer and my web manager, and she's absolutely amazing at that as a sideline. I don't know if you want to do any more of that, but I love you, and I am so thrilled that we were able to do this. So thank you, and good luck, and enjoy this absolutely glorious fall.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic and expensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.